KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Six state football champions will be crowned over the next 2 days at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, and it starts with three of them today. State football championship games set for the Dome starting today, and in eight-man football this morning, it'll be Newell Fonda battling Fremont Mills. Newell Fonda, an unlikely championship opponent, 10-3 on the year, picked up a couple of upsets along the way to the Dome. They'll face off against a Fremont Mills team that's been highly ranked all season long, 13-0 on the season. The Knights are trying to win again after winning the 2011 state championship. That eight-man championship game kicks off at 10:06 this morning at the Unidome. That'll be followed up by two more games today. The Class A championship game has Gladbrook Rhinebeck at 12-1, battling top-rated and undefeated Logan Magnolia. They're 13-0. The Panthers looking for another state championship. They've had some pretty good runs through the tournament, but haven't won the title in a while. 1:36 this afternoon will be kickoff for that game. And then the 3A contest will be tonight as undefeated and top-ranked Pella at 13-0 will face a once-beaten Bishop Heelan Catholic team. The Crusaders are 12-1 on the season. That's a 7:06 kickoff this evening at the Dome. The other three championship games set for tomorrow. Also in football news, Southern California defensive back Josh Shaw worked at cornerback and on special teams after being reinstated Tuesday night following investigations by the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office and the university. The senior missed the first 10 games of the season after lying about how he sprained both of his ankles in a fall days before the Trojan season opener. Shaw initially claimed he was hurt jumping from a balcony to rescue a nephew who was drowning in a pool, but the DA's office said he actually jumped 20 feet from the balcony of an apartment following an argument with his girlfriend in late August. The NCAA has imposed sanctions on Weber State after it found that a math instructor had improperly helped Wildcats football players. The NCAA put Weber State on probation for 3 years, reduced scholarships for the football program, and imposed $5,000 fines for violating ethical conduct rules. The penalties do not include a postseason ban. The NCAA says the math instructor completed coursework for 5 players, giving them hints about formulas and helping with quizzes and test answers. The NFL urged a judge to approve an estimated $1 billion settlement of concussion claims despite objections raised by former players and relatives. The 65-year settlement fund would resolve thousands of lawsuits that accuse the NFL of hiding what it knew about concussions to keep men on the field. The NFL now expects 6,000 retired players, or 28%, to suffer from Alzheimer's disease or dementia. Their average payout is expected to be $190,000. That deal was announced last year to settle claims the NFL long hid what it knew about concussion risks. Elsewhere around the league, the NFL has fined Seattle running back Marshawn Lynch $50,000 for violation of the league's media policy. Lynch actually is being docked $100,000, along with the $50,000 for violating the NFL media policy this year. The league is collecting the $50,000 fine that was imposed against Lynch for violations last season. The fine from 2013 was held in anticipation of future cooperation from Lynch. The Buffalo Bills aren't sure they'll be able to clear 4 feet of snow at Ralph Wilson Stadium in time to host the New York Jets on Sunday. Bills Vice President of Operations Andy Major told reporters it's hard to tell whether the field will be cleared, saying it usually takes 3 days to clear a 1 foot snowfall. Snow removal already has begun, but forecasters say another 1 to 2 feet of snow could fall by tonight. Well, the first rankings for girls' high school basketball teams came out yesterday afternoon. The Girls Athletic Union preseason basketball poll has Dowling Catholic on top in Class 5A. Southeast Polk, Waukee, West Des Moines Valley, and Iowa City West round out the top five. In Class 4A, Harlan is the preseason number one. They finished last year 26-0. They're followed by Carlisle, North Scott, Western Dubuque, and Perry in the top five. Lewis Central also hits the top 15 list. They're in at number 15. In Class 3A, Pocahontas area is number one ranked to start the season. Mediapolis, Spirit Lake, Hampton Dumont, and Sioux Center round out the first five. Also in the top 15 list, Shenandoah at number 6, Red Oak is number 8, while Kemper Catholic is rated number 10 in the opening poll. In Class 2A, Western Christian is the top-rated squad. Unity Christian, North Lynn, Des Moines Christian, and South Central Calhoun are the top 5. IKM Manning is number 6 in the 2A poll, while Panorama checks in at number 14 in the opening poll of the season. And in Class 1A, Burlington Notre Dame is top-rated with Colonesco number 2. Bedford is rated 3rd, Grandview Christian 4th, and Kingsley Pearson checks in at number 5. Fremont Mills is ranked 7th in the first poll of the season. Exira EHK is at number 12, while Peyton Sherdan out of the Rolling Valley Conference is number 14 in that opening poll of the year. Zach Hansen caught Devin Brooks' air ball along the baseline and put it in the basket for the go-ahead points in the last minute, and Creighton came back from an 18-point deficit as they upset number 18 Oklahoma 65-63 last night. The Blue Jays used a 24-4 run to get back in the game after a dismal first-half shooting performance. They had a couple of free throws, making it a 4-point game with 24 seconds left. Oklahoma still had a chance after Devin Brooks missed 3 free throws in the last 14 seconds. Jordan Woodard missed a desperation 3-pointer at the buzzer. Austin Chapman had 17 points. Toby Hegner and Isaiah Zierden each had 11 for Creighton in that victory last night. Elsewhere in men's top 25 college hoops, second-ranked Arizona, number 3 Wisconsin, and number 13 Gonzaga all cruised to relatively easy victories, as it was Arizona beating Cal Irvine 71-54. The Badgers beat Wisconsin Green Bay 84-60, while Gonzaga hammered St. Joseph's 94-42. The Iowa basketball team faces its first big test of the season tonight when the Hawkeyes take on 10th-ranked Texas in the 2K Classic in New York City. Junior forward Jared Utoff has played well in a 2-0 start. The Cedar Rapids native is averaging 12.5 points and has connected on 6 of his 10 three-point tries.
He's just really playing well. He's playing with a lot of confidence. I'm really proud of him. He's working hard defensively. He's affecting the game at both ends. He's just shooting it comfortably, with great confidence. And the good thing is, I think, and more importantly, guys, is we're looking for him. Like, we know he's a really good player. We know he's a really good scorer. We know he's a really good shooter. Let's get him the ball.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Longhorns will be a difficult challenge.
The first thing that jumps out at you when you look at Texas is their size, their physicality. So far they're bringing Miles Turner off the bench, and he's supposed to be the second pick in the draft. So that gives you an idea of how powerful this team is. But they've got great guard play.
Junior center Adam Woodbury says the Hawkeyes need to answer that physical challenge tonight. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. 5 o'clock we're on the air. It's a little earlier tonight. 5 o'clock is pregame. 6 o'clock is tip time for the Hawkeyes and the Longhorns. That game will be followed by the second contest at Madison Square Garden tonight, Syracuse and California. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.